Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Hey, Dave, it's a good thing we're young at heart, because not much else is young, especially not our joints.
No kidding. Don't try to squat or you won't be able to get back up. So imagine the joints of athletes. Their old injuries usually come back as osteoarthritis or OA. When it becomes severe, joint replacement is the only option, but there are now technologies that can regrow the cartilage lost in the OA.
While broken bones can heal, damaged cartilage doesn't because it lacks blood vessels. So to encourage regeneration, surgeons can make small cuts in the bone beneath the injured cartilage.
There are also cartilage replacement surgeries where a plug of healthy cartilage and underlying bone are taken from a non-weight-bearing part of the knee and placed in the damaged area.
A new approach harvests cartilage cells from the patient's knee and grows them in the lab. Once ready, a cell-infused membrane is implanted in the knee and new cartilage grows over time. Vericel Corporation developed an FDA-approved approach called MASI.
There are a few downsides. It's expensive and involves two surgeries. It's also not for people with full-blown OA, since some cartilage at the knee is needed for the implant to heal properly.
Full recovery takes a year, and in the first 6 weeks, the patient must lie flat with a machine gently and continuously moving the knee to avoid scar tissue.
But the upside is that patients may be able to avoid knee replacements and maybe even allow athletes to resume their favorite sport.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.